Hi, everyone. Welcome to our weekly episode of the Convoy Newsletter. This is our audio version of the Convoy Newsletter that we are releasing each week as we cover the key trends we're watching as a dedicated investment firm at the intersection of gaming and finance. I'm your host, Jackson Vaughn, Managing Partner at Convoy, and welcome to today's episode where we dive into the PC gaming market and the difficult headwinds it faces in the coming years. PC gaming has been around for as long as video games themselves. Some of the very first digital games, like Birdie the Brain and OXO, were built on computers back in the 1950s. But it wasn't until the late 1970s, with the rise of personal computers like the Apple II and Commodore PET, that gaming on PC truly started to take shape. Fast forward to today, and PC gaming is still going strong, with nearly 1.9 billion players worldwide. You heard that right. Almost 2 billion people around the world are playing games on a PC. And while the industry continues to grow steadily at around 3% per year, there are some major challenges ahead. Over the last few years, the time people spent playing video games has dropped. Compared to the COVID lockdown-induced gaming boom of 2020 and 2021, average playtime per quarter has fallen by more than 30%. And for PC gaming specifically, that drop is around 21%. The big question is, what does this mean for the future of PC gaming? With economic pressures, new technology, and the rise of alternative gaming platforms, will PC gaming continue to dominate, or are we seeing the start of a shift? Let's talk about the PC market today. Despite some challenges, PC gaming has remained remarkably resilient. Since 2010, the number of PC gamers has consistently grown by about 3-4% per year. The only exception? The COVID boom of 2019 to 2020, which saw a huge 12.4% jump in new players. Even with supply chain issues like the infamous GPU shortages, PC gaming has held steady. Today, about two-thirds of all gamers play on a PC, and out of that massive 1.9 billion, about 300 million are high-end users, those investing in top-tier gaming rigs. Beyond just playing, PC gamers are also spending more than ever. Since 2011, the PC gaming market has grown by over $30 billion, and today, spending on PC gaming content is 65% higher than spending on living room consoles like PlayStation and Xbox. That means it's not just the number of gamers increasing, it's also the amount each player is willing to spend on gaming. But despite this growth, there are several major headwinds that could slow things down. What's one of the biggest threats? Consoles are catching up. In the past, the biggest advantage of PC was its power. Better graphics, faster performance, and more customization. But now, the latest PlayStation and Xbox models are closing the gap. The PlayStation 5 Pro, for example, packs graphics power equivalent to an NVIDIA RTX 4070, while the Xbox Series X matches an RTX 3060 Ti. That means high-end gaming is becoming more accessible, and players who once needed a PC for the best experience might not anymore. Another major challenge? Global supply chain issues. The new 20% tariff on Chinese imports has driven up prices for GPUs, making it more expensive to build or upgrade a gaming PC. To be clear, while GPU manufacturing happens outside of China, a lot of assembly does take place in the country. Retailers like Newegg and Best Buy are already seeing GPU price jumps by as much as $400. That's a massive barrier for new gamers looking to enter the market. And then there's the rise of cloud gaming. Services like GeForce Now and Xbox Cloud Gaming are making it possible to play high-end games without needing expensive hardware. Microsoft has even said that most of its future Xbox Game Pass subscriptions will come from cloud-first players, rather than traditional console or PC gamers. If cloud gaming keeps improving, fewer people will see the need to spend money on high-end gaming PCs. Lastly, there's the issue of game discovery. The industry is more saturated than ever, but ironically, gamers are actually buying fewer games. In 2020, the average player bought about 5 games per year. By 2024, that number has dropped to just under 4. The gaming market is consolidating, with a few massive titles drawing in most of the revenue, making it harder for smaller or newer games to get noticed. Despite these challenges, PC gaming isn't going anywhere, In fact, there are several reasons why it's likely to remain a dominant force in gaming. First, PC gaming offers something no other platform does: customization. Whether it's modding games, upgrading hardware, or using high-end peripherals like specialized keyboards and monitors, PC gaming allows players to create an experience tailored just for them. Second, developers continue to prioritize PC. Sony and Microsoft have started shifting away from hardware-exclusive releases, and platforms like Steam offer some of the best game discovery tools in the industry. For developers, PC is still one of the easiest platforms to reach a large audience. Third, PC gaming is expanding globally, especially in non-English-speaking markets. Steam's monthly active user base has exploded in China, proving that there's still plenty of room for growth outside of traditional gaming regions. And finally, PC gaming is simply more socially native. On a PC, you can have Discord running in the background, stream directly to Twitch or YouTube, or easily browse the web, all things that are much harder to do on a console. That built-in social experience is something that keeps players engaged and coming back. At the end of the day, while the PC gaming market faces real challenges, its future remains strong. The combination of global expansion, social integration, and developer support will continue to drive growth. Yes, cloud gaming, economic pressures, and console advancements may shift the landscape, but for those who love the flexibility and power of a PC, there's no true replacement. So whether you're a hardcore gamer with a custom-built rig or someone just getting into PC gaming, one thing is clear: the PC industry isn't going anywhere anytime soon. That's all for this week's newsletter breakdown. If you want a deeper look into topics like this through our writing, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter at convoy.vc and get our note in your inbox each week. Thanks, everyone, and see you all next week.